University City to order at 6:30 p.m. Ms. Pum, would you please call the roll?
Ms. Carr.
Present.
Mr. Kraft. Mr. Crow. Here. Mr. Glickard. Mr. Sharp is excused. Mayor Welsh.
Here. Thank you very much. Before we move on, I would like to offer my condolences to Councilmember Arthur Sharp on the death of his sister Gloria. And before we move forward with the agenda, I would like to recognize the members of Boy Scout Troop 493 from Jackson Park Elementary School who are visiting tonight with their leader Mark Langston and others. They are here as part of their work on a merit badge and will be with us for part of tonight's meeting, and welcome to you all. We now move on to the approval of the agenda. Are there any changes or additions to the agenda? Mr. Walker.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I would like to add a resolution dealing with property tax rates. The public hearing was advertised in the newspaper as required. It was also posted at the public library. It was not on the council agenda. However, we have had previous legal opinions indicating that the council agenda is a draft agenda until such time as it is adopted by council. So I'm recommending to council that you adopt a resolution with respect to property tax rates. The property tax rate has not changed over previous years. In the past, I can't recall anyone speaking against the proposed property tax rate since there has been no increase, at least for the past 3 years. The choice, of course, is council's. If you decide not to proceed with adopting the resolution this evening, then a special meeting will be required.
And Mr. Walker, to clarify, you are asking that we add a public hearing on the annual property tax rate and a resolution 213-12 setting the annual property tax rates. Is that correct?
Correct.
Are there any other additions or changes to the agenda, Mr. Kraft? Okay, hearing none. All those in favor of approving the Ms. Carr?
I respect the fact that we have advertised it. I'm just a little bit concerned that we would be adding a public hearing without putting it on the agenda, considering that that we are trying very hard to be as transparent as possible. I also understand that it is a draft agenda, but a public hearing is something that I feel a little uncomfortable giving a pass on.
Mr. Crow?
Madam Mayor, I feel like I've got Mrs. Glickard almost channeling herself through me just a little bit here, in that to me the notices, even though I realize that the notices went out to, in some ways, to the public, anytime you have a public hearing, I think we could even judge by the audience tonight that there's not a huge number of attendees here, that to me it makes sense for us to make sure the notices go out correctly. And as I said during the study session, I am not the person who wants to call for a special session, but at the end of the day, when the notice on the agenda was not correct, it seems to me to be flawed to then, for us then to add it at the last minute as a public hearing might add, excuse me, as a public hearing item. Thank you.
Mr. Glickert?
We don't have the resolution with us, right?
It was provided during the study session.
Ah, okay. So I haven't even had a chance to read it. With that in mind, I'd have to agree with my colleagues. I don't think that this is a major, major issue, but I do think that we should, in all deference, give heed to our citizens to have the opportunity to speak at a public hearing, not tonight, but soon, because I believe we have, October 1st before this has to be established or voted on, correct?
Correct.
All right, then I'd like to see us have a special meeting on this issue and not have the public hearing tonight.
Mr. Kraft?
Well, it sounds like the public hearing has been noticed, so I think it's the vote that we would not have tonight would be my thought. But, hey, whatever you guys want.
Any other? So we have a move to amend the agenda as presented. All those in favor? Aye. All those opposed? Have I heard from everybody? Okay. Do we want to, Ms. Pum, why don't you poll the council, please?
Mr. Price? Ms. Carr? Mr. Kraft? Mr. Crow? Mr. Glickard? Mayor Welsh?
Nay. Okay, we will move on, and before we leave tonight, we will set this public meeting for either this week or Monday morning. And we'll have to have a public hearing, and then then we would have a vote on the resolution at the same meeting. Mr. Walker, is that your thought?
Yes.
Or it could be Thursday or Friday. I will not be available Friday, but other people might be. Yes, Mr. We can always start as early as needed, Mr. Price. Okay. Let's move on. We have no proclamations tonight. We now move on to the approval of the minutes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes of the September 9th, 2013 City Council study session? Mr. Price moves. Is there a second? Mr. Crow seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? Mr. Glickard abstains. Thank you very much. We now move on to all those, and there were no nays. Thank you very much. We now move on to a motion. Is there a motion to approve the minutes of the September 9th, 2013 City Council regular session? Does anyone? Mr. Kraft moves. Is there a second? Mr. Crow seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Glickert would like to abstain since he was not here. Thank you very much. We now move on to the appointments. I would like to appoint Zachary Dean to the CALIP Commission. Is there a second? Mr. Glickert seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We have no swearing ins tonight. We now move on to citizen participation. Ms. Pum, do we have any requests to speak? No request to speak. We now move on. We have no public hearing tonight. Nothing on the consent agenda. Mr. Walker, for the city manager's report.
Madam Mayor and members of council, the first item under the city manager's report is the Government Finance Officers Association Award of Certificate of Achievement for Excellence in Financial Reporting, presenting to our finance department and our finance director. It's an information item for council.
Thank you very much. Does any member of council have a question of Mr. Walker? Hearing none, Mr. Walker.
Second item of the city manager's report is sidewalk and curb ramp design recommended to Thoveno, Wade, and Mogchen Incorporated with a maximum compensation of $62,264.
Is there a motion to approve? Mr. Crow moves. Mr. Price seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much, Mr. Walker.
Third item under the city manager's report is the Jackson Avenue pedestrian traffic signal replacement project. The staff recommends that the contract be awarded to Gerstner Electric Incorporated. The firm is the lowest and responsive bidder. The amount is $89,541.
Thank you very much. Is there a motion to approve? Ms. Carr, is there a second? Mr. Glickert, is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you. Mr. Walker.
Fourth item under the city manager's report is the Lewis Park master plan. I would point out one minor change with respect to this, and it's actually a reduction on page K425. Actually, K-426, on phase two, the cost estimate, in speaking to Council Member Glickert today, we discussed the contingency allowance, and after further discussion with the consultant, the contingency allowance is reduced from $64,000 to $54,000. So the total for the Lewis Park construction phase two cost estimate, rather than $402,942.22 is $392,942.22. Staff is recommending approval.
Is there a motion to approve? Mr. Kraft, is there a second? Ms. Carr, is there any discussion? Mr. Kraft?
Right. I mean, I would like to say that the Lewis Park planning process brought out, I think, 90% of the residents that live around Lewis Park. There were, 150 people show up at a meeting for planning a park. That's pretty impressive. So the plan really has had a lot of public input, a lot of support. People got to say what they didn't like, and that was removed, and people got to say what they wanted, and that's included. So I think the process is good, and I hope it gets the chance to move forward.
Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Walker?
The fifth and last item under the city manager's report is Phase 1 Miller Park improvements. Staff is recommending approval of the contract to Causani Wagner Incorporated in the amount of $449,000.
Mr. Price moves. Is there
second.
A second? Mr. Glickert seconds. Is there any discussion? Mr. Price?
Yeah, to the city manager. On these large projects, do we try to make sure that there's some diversity working on these projects?
Madam Mayor, through to Councilmember Price, yes, we do. We're making a very conscious effort to ensure that any contractor that we hire reflects the diversity of University City. That's reflected not only when we're working on large contracts like this, but also in our efforts to diversify the workforce in University City, particularly at the more senior levels.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We now move on to council reports on business. The appointments needed, Mr. Kraft has an appointment to the Green Practices Committee. Ms. Carr has an appointment to the Urban Forestry Committee. Mr. Sharp has an appointment to the Parks Commission. And I have an appointment to the IDA. Does any member of council have any report on a commission to which he or she liaises? Ms. Carr.
I have a report on the Human Relations Commission. They met last Thursday, and they have been working on putting together a workshop for themselves on race. And although I didn't receive the material, I wanted to advise the council that they will be submitting this to council at some point very soon. They would need some kind of an RFP because they need a facilitator. And I would hope that we would look favorably on that. And the second thing that I'd like to mention is that the Traffic Commission met, they were bumped a few months ago when the courts moved to their day on to Heman Community Center, and they've been meeting here on the fifth floor, and I understand that they will now be moved again. They've been asked to change their date. I have some reservations about that, but I thought I would advise the council that that while meeting here now with microphones, that they are being asked to change their date so that they can meet, I'm assuming, at Heman Park Community Center again.
Any other reports? I will say that last Friday afternoon I attended a Loop Trolley Transportation Development Board meeting. The TDD has a mid-October deadline for a report to the Federal Transit Administration when 100% design drawings will be submitted along with other information on the trolley. The FTA should let us know their thoughts on this submittal by November, and if all goes well, construction on the trolley should begin next spring. And with that, I will move on to unfinished business. Ms. Pum, may we have the second reading of Bill Number 9209.
An ordinance approving a final plat for a minor subdivision of a tract of land to be known as 7721 Delmore Condominium, a survey and condominium plat of Lot 18 in Block 1 of New Delmore Heights Subdivision.
May we have the third reading, please?
An ordinance approving a final plat for a minor subdivision of a tract of land to be known as 7721 Delmore Condominium, a survey and condominium plat of lot 18 in block 1 of New Delmar Heights subdivision.
What's the pleasure of the council? Who said that? I'm sorry. Mr. Glickert? Thank you very much. Is there a second? Ms. Carr, is there any discussion? Hearing none. Ms. Pum, would you please poll the council?
Ms. Carr? Mr. Kraft? Mr. Crow? Mr. Glickert? Mr. Price? Mayor Welsh?
Aye. Thank you very much. We now move on to new business. Is there a motion to approve Resolution 2013-11, Municipal Park Grant Resolution for Lewis Park? Ms. Carr, is there a second? Mr. Kraft, is there any discussion? Mr. Crow?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. If I could ask the city manager, it says the overall budget for the project is $400,000 with the grant providing $300,000 and a city match of $100,000 from the fund reserve. I'm assuming since we're going through the grant process, this would not be coming out this year. It would be in next year's budget.
Perhaps Director of Finance can help me with that one.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We now have a long list of bills to introduce. Who would like to introduce bill number 9196? Mr. Price, Ms. Pum, may we have the first reading?
An ordinance amending chapter 15.04 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, pertaining to the building code.
Thank you. Who would like to introduce bill number 9197? Ms. Carr. Ms. Pum, may we have the first reading?
An ordinance amending Chapter 15.045 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, pertaining to the existing building code.
Thank you very much. Who would like to introduce bill number 9198? Mr. Glickert. Ms. Pum, may we have the first reading?
An ordinance amending Chapter 8.08 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, pertaining to the fire code.
Thank you. Who would like to introduce bill number 9199? Ms. Carr. Ms. Pum, may we have the first reading?
An ordinance amending Chapter 15.03 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, pertaining to the fuel gas code.
Thank you very much. Who would like to introduce bill number 9200? Mr. Kraft. Ms. Pum, may we have the first reading?
An ordinance amending Chapter 8.28 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, pertaining to the property maintenance code.
Thank you. Who would like to introduce bill number 9201? Mr. Crow. Ms. Pum, may we have the first reading?
An ordinance amending Chapter 15.01 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, pertaining to residential code.
Thank you. Who would like to introduce bill number 9202? Mr. Glickert. Ms. Pum, may we have the first reading?
An ordinance amending Chapter 2.66 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, pertaining to the community development fees.
Thank you very much. Who would like to introduce bill number 9203? Mr. Crow. Ms. Pum, may we have the first reading?
An ordinance repealing Chapter 15.08 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, pertaining to plumbing regulations.
Thank you. Who would like to introduce bill number 9204? Ms. Carr. Ms. Pum, may we have the first reading?
An ordinance amending Chapter 15.05 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, pertaining to the mechanical code.
Thank you very much. Who would like to introduce bill number 9205? Mr. Glickert. Ms. Pum, may we have the first reading?
An ordinance amending Chapter 15.05 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, pertaining to the Energy Conservation Code.
Thank you very much. Who would like to introduce bill number 9206? Ms. Carr, Ms. Pum, may we have the first reading?
An ordinance amending Chapter 15.06 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, pertaining to the Electrical Code.
Thank you. Who would like to introduce bill number 9207? Mr. Crow, Ms. Pum, may we have the first reading?
An ordinance creating Chapter 15.09 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, hereby creating a new section called the Swimming Pool and Spa Code.
Who would like to introduce bill number 9208? Ms. Carr, Ms. Pum, may we have the first reading?
An ordinance amending Chapter 15.07 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, pertaining to the Plumbing Code.
Ms. Pum, I noticed that we don't have a bill number 9209. Was that intentional?
It was used previously.
Thank you very much. Who would like to introduce bill number 9210? Mr. Glickert. Ms. Pum, may we have the first reading?
An ordinance amending ordinance number 6539, vacating and surrendering a portion of the 40 feet wide right-of-way of Forest Park Avenue located within the city limits of University City, east of Sutter Avenue, west of East Park Industrial Drive, and extending northward 237.5 feet from Maple Avenue, but reserving any public easements and directing that this ordinance be recorded in the Office of the Recorder of Deeds of St. Louis County, Missouri.
Thank you very much, everyone. We now move on to citizen participation. I would like to remind residents, when you come up, please give your name and address. Please limit your comments to 5 minutes, and please turn off the microphone when you leave the podium. Our first speaker for tonight is Ms. Elsie Glickert. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Actually, I wanted to speak to the building code. That's fine. And I am addressing the building code as it pertains to egress, which is section R3-11. A number of years ago, about 10 years ago, I would say 9 or 10 years ago, some of us learned that a house, a two-family building, was built on Amherst in the 7100 block, and it had one door. When we learned of this, we said, oh, that can't possibly happen in University City. Well, it did. And the neighbors who spoke to the builder at that time addressed that point. They said, how on earth can you build a building with one door and expect people upstairs, if there's a fire, to escape safely? He said, the windows are large and they can jump from the second floor. The concrete down below would have been very, very hard, I'm thinking. But as a result of learning that, we came to the council, a coalition of very irate citizens, to think that we had a code that would limit one door to a building. Now, stop and think about how practical that is and how impractical it is. This particular building on Amherst is a two-family. No back door, no side door, one front door. When we spoke to the fire chief, he was astounded. As a result of that group coming to the city council, the BOCA code, as it pertained to egress, was amended. This is a new code. BOCA code is out, and this is a new code coming in. And I'm wondering whatever happened to that amendment to the building code. That was an ordinance. I don't ever remember hearing that it was there was any kind of a discussion on the city council floor repealing that. What I'm appealing to you tonight is to look at this egress. Do you want your home to be built, and do you want your family to live in a building with one door? It's just a matter of being practical. We construct homes in University City all the time. Two-family, single-family, they should have more than one egress. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and I apologize for not noting that you were speaking on an agenda item. Our second speaker tonight is Ms. Gloria Nickerson.
To the mayor, council, and city manager, I'm speaking tonight in reference to a letter I received from the city concerning an initial grant study. I do thank the council for voting on August 12th to do the study, but I'm here for a couple reasons. Number one, the letter I received was addressed to residents and business owners. I personally took offense to that because the letter was not addressed to me as a property owner who has been in the house for 29 years. And if I am part of the study, I think the letter should have been more personal. The second thing is I do appreciate you all hiring a consultant to do the study. But I want to know a little bit more about the elevation certificates and who the surveyor is for the project. Madam Mayor, can anyone speak to me on that?
No, Ms. Nickerson, we don't do that at this meeting. However, the city manager could provide that information and may, in fact, be willing to do it tonight, it looked like. But if not tonight, he would be in touch with you this week. Mr. Walker?
Madam Mayor, through to Council, through to Ms. Nickerson.
I'm sorry. The reason that I was asking, because the letter was dated September 18th, and the study, well, the council voted on August 12th. I've been in and out of town, so I basically want to be brought up to date. Has there been a survey at my home or whatever?
Ms. Nickerson, we will contact you this week with an update. There have been some other developments since that letter with respect to our application process on that, but I will ensure that you're contacted this week and brought up to speed with respect to the background information.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Derek Coley.
First thing, just to let you guys know that the reason we're here is we are working on our citizenship in the community merit badge. So I thank you for behaving yourselves. Okay? I've been here when you haven't. So anyway, I'm actually here because I had a sign put up in front of my house in a circle. And it started 3 months ago with one complaint from Lauren Grossman, middle of the block, that his wife was having a problem going around the circle. It's a very small blocks, two circles at each end. So when I found out he had done that, my attitude was, well, we don't need signs. It's common knowledge how to do this. So I turned around and said, well, please don't put signs in. And then we had to go in front of the Traffic Commission. Well, a whole group of us went in front of the Traffic Commission, when I say a group, about half a dozen, and said, no, we don't need signs. Lauren Grossman said, we did need a sign, okay, to direct traffic to the right or to the left. So my wife turned around and said, okay, fine. Lauren Grossman was given the assignment by the Traffic Commission to get a petition signed by 60% of the neighborhood to put the sign in. Okay, there had never been an accident in 20-some-odd years, never been a police report, never been anything. No problems in any shape, manner, or form. So my wife goes, well, let's just figure this out. So she does a very large survey and surveys, what's your opinion of this sign? What's your opinion of the parking? What's your opinion of this? It was a very thorough sign, thorough report. So we turned in the report, and then the traffic people, because I sat there in the meeting, and they underlined 10 people who had said, well, we could use a sign, which is less than 30%. So we thought everything was fine. Next thing I know, a sign appears. So I guess, number one, what's the validity of even having a traffic commission? I realize, from a safety point of view, anything could be done if they consider it a safety issue, but it wasn't really a safety issue. Okay, so Lauren Grossman didn't have to do a 60%. Instead, we did ours, and it was only 30%. Lo and behold, the sign is now there. It doesn't need a sign. Common knowledge and common sense dictates how you drive. No large trucks can make it around that curve in any shape, manner, or form. And for those who are curious, especially Paulette, Mr. Glickert, because my wife has emailed both of you guys, take a drive and take a look at it. No matter what sign you put up, people will follow their common sense. And if you're a large vehicle, you're going to go to the left. It doesn't make any difference. But now we have what I consider to be clutter sitting into a very small circle about the size of this table. So, thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Carr?
Can you ask Mr. Coley to give his name and address? I don't think he did.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought he did. Mr. Coley?
Okay. I live at the corner of Jackson and Drexel, 7365 Drexel. It's one block north of the high school. And what's really funny is that the real circle that has an issue never even got addressed. So it just... I'm just amazed. I felt like going in front of the traffic commission and saying, you know, I don't care what you guys do, but it doesn't make a difference. One person makes the call, right or wrong, and that doesn't seem to be the way it should be done. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for pointing that out. Okay, we now move on to council comments. Does any member of council have any comments? Okay, I have a few. City staff members are currently in the planning stages for Make a Difference Day 2013. They are seeking suggestions for projects as well as for volunteers. A flyer and more information will be provided before the next council meeting to members of council and the public. Interested parties who have ideas on how the City of University City might join together to do volunteer work can contact the Department of Community Development at 505-8500. Make a Difference Day is a national day of service and will occur on Saturday, October 26th. Past U-City efforts have included river repair cleanups, alley cleanups, Olive Boulevard cleanups, a park playground project, and minor home assistance to seniors and more. The Olive Boulevard cleanup will be one of the projects for this year, and the rest are still to be determined, so if you have ideas, please let us know so the staff can consider them. This past week, I attended the Missouri Municipal League meeting with Councilmember Sharp. We will provide an update on the gathering at a future meeting. I took part in a Walk to School Day event at Flynn Park Elementary School, and I attended a Historic Preservation Commission meeting. Finally, I was one of many who attended the U-City and Bloom Garden tour yesterday on a gorgeous day, and the Police Department Focus Group will meet tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. at the Heeman Park Community Center. Ms. Carr and Mr. Price, and then Mr. Crow.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I also worked for the U-City and Bloom, and it was a wonderful event. I got to see not only neighbors, but people from as far away as St. Charles and South County. And also someone came from the Botanical Garden. They're very interested in what we're doing here in University City and in our gardens. I'd also like to remind everyone that Style in the Loop is having their event on next Sunday, the 29th. They are a part of the St. Louis Fashion Week, which is a big feather in our cap to have our loop shown off in this way. And for those of us that like fashion, it's a really good thing. I hope to see you there next Sunday. There will be a police memorial at All Saints on Sunday after the 10 o'clock Mass. The estimated time is 11 o'clock, and all are welcome.
Mr. Price?
Yeah, I don't know if this is a comment, but I'll make a comment to the city manager. My comment would be to the city manager, if you could find out how much is in the economic fund for Olive Street Road to look at the feasibility of using that money to purchase if the Goodwill building becomes vacant. That's kind of add on to the report you gave.
Thank you, Mr. Price. Mr. Crow?
Thank you. I have a couple of questions probably for the city manager that I'm sure he'll be able to get back to us on. That would be, I think it would probably behoove all of us on council to get an update on our public relations firm and their efforts that they are expending on our behalf. I think it's been some time since we've heard from them, and I'd kind of like to see what the Brighton agency is currently up to for us. And then secondly, I think it would probably behoove us spend some time, since any of us have asked, about a litigation update, and I think it would be good for us to do that as well. I, too, would like to welcome the Troop 493. Having you guys sit there in the audience is bringing back memories of childhood days in Farber, Missouri, when I did the same thing. And finally, U-City and Bloom, I have to second the mayor's comments and Ms. Carr. Yesterday was a very good day for the garden tour, and I really do have to commend U-City and Bloom for putting together an incredible event, an organization that really works tirelessly for the benefit of our city. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Price again?
Yeah, I forgot. I was a member of Troop 899 when I was a Boy Scout. And do they still camp at Camp Beaumont? So we used to go to winter camp and then summer camp, I guess. Oh, you go to Florida? Oh. So, and then I did the tap out. You know how, do they still tap out?
Oh, yeah.
So I got, yeah, I got tapped out. And I'll end with this. When I had to go back and get my camp gear, me and a bobcat met, like, in the middle of the road. So I went this way, it went that way. We scared each other. So that was a long time ago. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, Ms. Carr.
I also would like to thank Troop 493 for coming. Many of these faces I recognize. So welcome. And I hope that not only will you successfully complete your merit badge on the community involvement, but that you will also consider community involvement as you move through the next coming years and perhaps for a lifetime. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And if, with that, I would like to adjourn this. Oh, Mr. Kraft.
I seem to remember that we were going to set a meeting date and time.
Thank you very much.
And it wasn't going to be any day that anybody agreed on.
Well, we have three choices for that. We have Thursday, Friday, or Monday. And Mr. Price asked if we could do this in the early morning. I am unavailable on Friday. I'll be out of town. Can we take... who's available Thursday? Who's available Friday? Who's available Monday? Thursday?
I'm available anytime, but I would... if this is going to be a public hearing, I thought that we had public hearings in the evening, not at 7:30 in the morning. I realize that some of us have things, but I think if it's a public hearing, it's held in the evening, so the people can come to a public hearing.
Mr. Walker, you'll have to – I think we'll have to get back because I know a lot of the city buildings are already being used this Thursday. I think, Mr. Walker, do you want to get back to us or want to do?
Madam Mayor, I would suggest next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m.
Does that work for people? I don't know how I will do in the evening, but I will let you know. So, Mr. Glickert, you're available. Mr. Crow's available. Mr. Price is available. Ms. Carr?
I think I have another obligation. I'd have to check my calendar.
Thank you, Mr. Kraft. Well, hopefully a majority of the council will be available next Monday evening. Mr. Walker, perhaps you can poll the council tomorrow and get it posted correctly.
Polling the council and all that, you need to decide tonight. You know, just polling the council and we lose
days. Mr. Kraft say he's available?
He's available.
Okay, then it will be Monday evening at 6:30 for those of you who can attend. And that will be a public hearing and you will also be voting on a resolution. And I understand we need... we'll have a majority there if you're holding the meeting. Okay, thank you very much. We are now adjourning this meeting at 7:09.